Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name's Anita Tan. I'm here to have my teeth cleaned.
Ah, Miss Tan. I looked at the x-rays of your teeth earlier, and I saw a problem with one of your fillings. I need to replace that filling today. It will take more time than the cleaning would have.
Oh, I see. Just let me call my husband to let him know I will be late.
Sure. Do me a favor, though. Can you call him from the hallway outside? Sometimes we get complaints from people who are waiting about others speaking loudly on the phone. Number 32. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 33. What problem does the man mention? Number 34. What does the man request that the woman do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hello, this is Mustafa Ali. Look, I am trying to get one of your small business loans with a low interest rates. Can you tell me how my application is progressing?
Sure, Mr. Ali. Let me see. I can see your regular account, but there is no record of you applying for a loan. When did you apply?
A few weeks ago. I faxed you an application form that I picked up at my local branch.
Oh, I see. I am afraid our fax machine was broken a few weeks ago, so it looks like your document was lost. How about if you log on to our bank website? I can talk you through the process of requesting a loan by using our website.
Number 35. What is the man trying to get? Number 36. What has caused a problem? Number 37. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Matt, are you busy tomorrow afternoon? I am planning to visit the office of Smart Design, the company that made our website and that maintains and updates it. I thought you might like to come along as you also work in online marketing.
Yes, I am free. That works really well, actually, as it'll be a good chance to talk with them about the new e-commerce website we are going to have built. It will be used for all online sales.
You're right. Instead of visiting them again, we could just discuss the new project while we're there. Still, the list of requirements for the new website is not entirely finished. I'll spend this afternoon finalizing it.
Number 38. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 39. What does the man suggest doing? Number 40. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I need a new work truck. I want a quote for a truck that can carry all of my woodworking tools.
Sure, I think we have exactly what you're looking for. We have a truck that can carry loads of up to 2 tons. You can carry some construction materials as well as your own tools.
That seems a bit big. Maybe something half that size would suit me better.
Ah, okay. We have a pickup truck out back that has roof racks. Why don't you go with me to look it over? Number 41. What is the purpose of the woman's visit? Number 42. What is the woman's job? Number 43. What does the man suggest the woman do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I am happy that we got so much done in such a short amount of time. The quarterly profits report is looking good.
Esme has made a great start on the report. It will be easy for me to continue from where she left it.
Esme, do you want to tell Harvey anything else?
Let the team do their jobs without interfering too much. The people working on the report know what they need to do. You just need to assign work and check it when it is complete.
I'll do that. So, Esme, you will head up to the new Danbury branch?
Yes, I will. I'm really looking forward to working with my new staff at the new location.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What does Esme advise the man to do? Number 46. What does Esme say she is looking forward to? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good to see you at Universal Finance. What can I do for you?
I am here for Ms. Janet Lacey. I work for Speedy Delivery, and I have some documents here for her.
I'm her personal assistant. I can accept them.
I'm afraid I need to give the documents to Ms. Lacey directly. I have been instructed to ask her for photo ID before handing them over.
Right now, Ms. Lacey is in a teleconference with our New York office.
That's fine. I'll wait until she's done.
Number 47. Who is the man? Number 48. Why is the woman visiting the office? Number 49. What does the man imply when he says,
Right now, Ms. Lacey is in a teleconference with our New York office.
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Daniel, I tried to get seats for you for the speech that you wanted to take our foreign co-workers to in London, but no tickets are available. What else would you like to do with them?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
It looks like the Museum of Contemporary Art is having an exhibition. The opening is the same day as the speech. Why don't you take our co-workers there instead?
Oh, excellent idea. I think it's the new exhibition featuring young British artists. It looks fantastic. Can you please call the museum and find out what time it closes? Number 50. What problem does the woman mention? Number 51. What does the woman suggest doing with their co-workers? Number 52. What does the man ask the woman?